We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. After the Halloween night shooting in Orinda that killed five people, Airbnb said it would work on cracking down on unruly parties. Well, now KCBS reporter Tim Ryan tells us from San Carlos this morning that they have a new device that the company says will help monitor the activities of their guests. Tim?
Susan, Airbnb has contacted hosts offering several high-tech devices at a discount. Garrett Lowen-Dobbs is product manager at NoiseAware, based in Dallas, Texas.
Once you click through our simple setup process online at noiseaware.io, your device immediately starts collecting noise data. So, let's make some noise.
Now, once that device detects continuing noise, the host is contacted.
You'll receive an SMS alert on your phone letting you know that volume at your property has reached an unreasonable level.
Airbnb says this noise collection device doesn't record conversations or otherwise invade privacy. Hosts are being offered discounts or even free devices, but there is a monthly fee for monitoring. In San Carlos, Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Thank you, Tim. San Francisco becoming the latest place to open a parking lot designed for homeless people living out of their vehicles. But KCBS's Matt Bigler from the scene of that parking lot to report the so-called vehicle triage center is already being criticized from multiple angles, Matt.
Yeah, Stan, good morning. RV may stand for recreational vehicle, but it's hardly that for Sandra Hughes, who says her motorhome is her only home.
I don't feel safe living in my RV. It's been broken into over five times, and I'm scared every night when I try to sleep.
That's why Sandra is moving into San Francisco's first safe parking lot here near the Balboa Park BART station. There are only 30 spaces for the over 700 homeless vehicles recently counted in the city. But Mayor London Breed says it's a start.
This vehicle triage center is something I think that can be potentially duplicated throughout San Francisco.
The question is where? Folks who live in this residential area are already speaking out against the project. This restaurant owner who didn't want to be identified says,
you know, they're worried that the city is not going to keep their promise in monitoring and keeping that area clean.
The city is providing 24-hour security in addition to solar charging stations, bathrooms, and showers. From the scene at near the Balboa Park BART station, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.